we celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens Good Day.
Sure looks like
Wednesday, the 27th of March, the year if you've been off on another planet is 2013, and this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug, along with Ken Kessler, who's here to help me analyze what's going on and help you understand what the ideas are that seem to be getting a lot of discussion. Today, the Supreme Court goes into their second day hearing the arguments for and against gay marriage. Interesting that the Human Rights Campaign has been touting the gay marriage red equals sign, been all over Facebook as part of a campaign in support of same-sex marriage. A lot of people are in on the action here. Let's get a report from Ashley Banfield, who talked to legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin about the Supreme Court's first day on this issue.
How did it sound? Give it all to me. Let me know what they said, how they questioned, and whether we can read any tea leaves.
Ashley, this was a deeply divided Supreme Court and a court that seemed almost to be groping for an answer here. I am now not in the business of making predictions, but I think it is even harder to predict the result of this case after hearing this argument. Certainly it was clear that Justice Scalia, Justice Alito, and almost certainly Chief Justice Roberts were very hostile to the idea of the court imposing same-sex marriage. It is quite clear, too, that the liberal justices, the four Democrats, seemed favorably disposed. Chief Justice Kennedy, as so often is the case, did seem like he was in the middle, and he said things that would give comfort to both sides. He did not seem anxious to even resolving this case. He suggested a couple of times that perhaps this whole issue was premature. So Kennedy did not seem to be seeking out the role that the court has presented to him, but it does seem to be presenting to him the option to decide this case. And that's a brief summary.
But you mentioned the conservative justices. But can you just quickly, brush over the non-conservative justices, the liberal justices, Ginsburg, Sotomayor, Kagan, and Breyer? Did they also seem just as intransigent on these positions in their questions?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, there was a lot of discussion. There was a very vivid series of exchanges between Justice Kagan and Charles Cooper, who was the lawyer supporting Proposition 8, opposing same-sex marriage, and Charles Cooper had made a number of arguments saying, look, this is all about children, that marriage and children are intimately connected, and Justice Kagan kept saying, well, what about older people? What about people who can't have children or don't want to have children? And Chuck Cooper didn't really want to engage on that question very much, and finally Justice Kagan said, could state of California pass a law that says people over 55 can't get married because they can't have children? And he said, well, what about older people? What if the man could have children? And Justice Kagan said, and this drew some laughter in the courtroom, I assure you, if two 55-year-old people getting married, they're not a lot of children coming from that.
All right, so I'm trying to get a sense of that particular report. Your comments, facebook.com/Good Day Show on Twitter. Ken Kessler, where was that report delivered? Is it outside? Does it sound like a circus?
Yeah.
It's a circus
outside. It was right outside the Supreme Court yesterday.
All right, so what do you, Ashley Banfield, CNN, they are left of center for the most part, and that report sort of smacked of it. Am I reading too much into it, or do you think it felt like it was, CNN seems to be doing worse in terms of being objective, instead of taking advantage of that middle of the road that hasn't been covered for a long time. They seem to be slanted still. But what am I missing, or what should we all be listening for? When Ashley Banfield asked, tell me, I was thinking about the cardinal rule of reporters. It's not you. Tell the viewer. Tell the listener. So
right.
What does the listener need to take away from that, other than Ashley Banfield is an egotist?
Well, I think while CNN is anybody who's watched CNN lately knows that they have stepped a little to the left, maybe more than a little. I think Jeffrey Toobin there was trying to compensate and was talking more about the conservative justices. She had to pull it out of him what the justices on the left had to say about it.
Yeah. All right, so let's we'll tune in to your calls as well at 888-302-3684. What say you on this? Much Ado About Nothing? Something important to be discussing? Does it affect you one way or another? Let's go to another television network. This is ABC. Dan Cleffer, am I pronouncing his name right? Cloffer, reported on pop culture's role in the day's debate.
From Hollywood to Madison Avenue, producers and performers have made the case for gay marriage in the jurisdiction of pop culture, where the audience sits on the bench. Take the Golden Girls. In a 1991 episode, before gay marriage was on the books in any state, Blanche wrestled with her conscience when her gay brother announced he was marrying his boyfriend.
Look, I can accept the fact that he's gay, but why does he have to slip a ring on this guy's finger so the whole world will know?
And Roseanne's signature wry humor broke nervous tension about gay marriage when she organized her boss's nuptials to a man.
I now pronounce you man and... I now pronounce you men. Amen.
Friends, All My Children, and Brothers and Sisters, all popular shows, all unafraid to introduce happily married same-sex couples.
Yes, Kevin, I'll marry you.
And in lyrics...
When I was in the third grade, I thought that I was gay, because I could draw. My uncle was, and I kept my room straight.
A raw plea for marriage equality from the artists Macklemore and Ryan Lewis in their song, Same Love.
Yeah, I guess she had a point.
The weakness of a young boy struggling with his sexuality transforms into a powerful force advocating for same-sex marriage.
And a certificate on paper isn't going to solve it all, but it's a damn good place to start.
Even classic Americana like Archie Comics has confidently stepped up to the altar. In 2012, new addition to Riverdale High, Kevin Keller, tied the knot with his longtime boyfriend in the comic world's first gay wedding. Advertisers, too, are embracing gay marriage, weaving them into their commercial narratives like this spot for Kindle.
My husband's bringing me a drink right now.
So is mine.
And this status update from Outlook, showing two blushing brides telling their online world about their wedding. However the Constitution is interpreted regarding gay marriage, the songs, the shows, and the products Americans consume continue to make their case for marriage equality.
All right, so marriage equality, again, I sort of ask you for it or against it, kind of like it, or thumbs up, thumbs down. Whichever your position, it's fine. We're happy to hear from you. It may be that we agree or disagree. It doesn't make any difference. It's an important thing to discuss. It is probably the most important discussion of the day, although a lot of people are talking about Amanda Knox, and if we have time, we'll get to that, plus people getting pretty bent out of shape about the price of gasoline now with some of the new information that's being interpreted into the discussion and debate. 15 past the hour on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen.
Discover Card Cashback Concierge here.
Cashback Concierge? I have a concierge?
I know, it's exciting.
Wow! Wait, what is a cashback concierge?
Oh, well, there's lots of ways you can get cashback from Discover. I'm here to help you get the most bang for your buck. It's personalized, we won't try and sell you anything, and it's free.
Free? I want that.
Yeah, you do. High five me through the phone!
Yeah! I did it. Did you actually do it?
Oh, I did. I totally did.
Good.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Cashback Concierge. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
You guys need anything else right now?
I don't know. NCAA March Madness at Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, and every game imaginable. I mean, what else could we want? Except...
Way to stay longer.
Yeah, right?
Oh, have you seen our remote? I can put the tournament in slow motion mode for you guys.
How's your wings? Even better in slow motion.
Head to the official hangout of March Madness. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, real iced tea taste with a kick?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Just a D. Realize you taste it okay.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Musicians, this weekend while others hunt for eggs, you can fill your basket with amazing deals at Guitar Center. Get serious Easter savings throughout the store. Like $65 off Fender Dreadnought acoustic guitars, only $99. $100 off Williams digital pianos, $199. And Sennheiser stereo headphones, just $19. We're even open Easter Sunday, so you can score deals like mic and instrument cables. Your choice, buy one, get two free. Guitar Center's Easter weekend savings event. Don't miss it.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
888-302-DOUG, Doug and Ken here to tell you what you need to know about the Supreme Court discussion of gay marriage. Lots of comments from a lot of people who are listening to this on Facebook and Twitter. We'll get to those after we hear from Taco's John McConnell talking on his program to one of his callers who says banning gay marriage is just as dumb as places that still have blue laws on Sunday. Wills, what's up?
Hey, let me tell you something. This controversy about the gay marriage, I look at it as nothing more than a blue law against these people that live this lifestyle. I mean, by definition, according to the definition in the dictionary of my phone, any puritanical law that forbids certain practices, especially drinking or working on Sunday, dancing, etc. Well, the etc. is two men or two women wanting to get married or whatever.
Well, they can get married. They just can't work or drink or dance on a Sunday.
Well, you know, but I mean, I look at it as a damn blue law. And it's, okay, if you want to separate the old church and state, I'm sorry, then get your blue laws out of my law. You know, and let them do whatever they... You know, I've been married and divorced, and I think they have every right to be just as unhappy and broke as I was. So, you know, good God.
That's the whole point of it. You know what? It's all about money. Somebody sent a text about that. It's not about marriage. It's about money. They want the same health insurance, death benefits,
right,
and retirement benefits for their spouses as straight couples.
What's wrong with that?
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I just don't think there should be. I don't see the government should be doling any of this stuff out. That's the whole point of it. That's, you know, hey, guess what? Government got involved in it, and the next thing you know, they're saying who can and who can't, and then it's got to go to the Supreme Court. Look, they should supply a working infrastructure, a fair court system, and a military to protect the borders. And that's about all that they could possibly do right. Everything else they stick their finger in, hey, guess what? They ain't the best levee builders in the world, at least not on their first try. So there you go.
That's a fact. I think that they should be allowed to do whatever the devil it is they want it to. I mean, it's not bothering me.
I'm a Catholic, and that's, you know what? I'm protecting the sanctity of marriage by protecting the sanctity of my own. I'm trying to live by example. And
exactly.
If you want to follow my example, I welcome you. If you don't, then go away.
All right, there's some pretty interesting advice there. 888-302-3684 as we chat about the gay marriage issue before the Supreme Court here on Good Day.
Owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pill, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
As the discussion of gay marriage may take a good deal of time in this hour, I'm seeing a lot of people interested in talking about it on the phone. That's fine. Help yourself. Supreme Court and emotions running high as the constitutionality of Proposition 8 here in California goes national. There are a lot of slogans, a lot of noise outside the Supreme Court. Tempers have risen up and down, it would seem. Some of the people there, Kenny, are staying there. They just sort of camped out for the duration of these hearings, right? Do I have Ken, Michael? I guess I don't have Ken. All right, let's listen to radio host Gene Muller and a guest named Jody Becker talking about the issues that led gay marriage to the Supreme Court this week.
We were in L.A. working at, I believe, KFI Radio, and you told me earlier this morning before we went on the air, we can see your hand in a lot of the old vintage video holding a KFI microphone in front of courtrooms as George Takei was getting married. You were all over this thing. What is a proposition? How did this come about in California?
Well, this started when a couple of lesbian couples brought the issue, and they worked it their way through the court system and got it to the state Supreme Court. That ruling is what ended up legalizing gay marriage in the state of California. It was in effect for, I looked it up, 142 days exactly. And about 18,000 couples, gay couples, did get married during that time. What switched is the voters did this kind of almost petition drive, how we would think of a petition being circulated here, similar to almost like what we did in the recall efforts. You have to get so many signatures to qualify what they call a proposition for the ballot. So Prop 8 or Proposition 8 was a movement to ban gay marriage, to kind of go above that Supreme Court ruling and say we want to change the state's constitution to make this happen. They did that in 2008. The voters did pass that measure. So what's interesting today is the state lawyers, the Justice Department in California isn't the one defending the voters of California in this case. They've had to go outside that and find their own lawyers to represent the quote-unquote people before the high court. So that is interesting to me.
And I think it hits us, a lot of us, as a surprise because we think of California as a very liberal state. This would be the last state that would generate a Proposition 8.
The groundswell on both sides was absolutely amazing. I was a field reporter at the time, and I remember both when the gay marriage was legalized, there were parties. I was in West Hollywood, which is a very well-known high gay population area. There were rainbows and decorations everywhere. There were cupcakes being circulated. As you mentioned, George Takei and his partner were first in line to sign up to get married at the courthouse that day. And seeing them and the joy on their faces, and then seeing the people who were against it with equal, you know, passion on their side. There were protests in the streets. There were people literally blocking traffic everywhere. It was very passionate on both sides. So a state that you think is typically uber liberal has pockets that are very, very strict to their family values. There's people there who see this as a religious issue too. So, you know, there were all spectrums, and they definitely had their voices heard, that's for sure.
All right, so reporter Jody Becker on with Gene Mueller on his radio program. Interesting, the radio and television reporting on this, and then the reaction sometimes to that. Here's what we know. There are a lot of protesters who were there. I was asking you, Kenny, a few minutes ago. It seemed that there were people that were ready to camp out, just stay there for the duration. Am I right? And looking at some of the video?
Yes, They've been camping out since last Thursday.
Good heavens. Are most of them pro same-sex marriage? Most of them were there to protest?
Most seem to be. That's most of the signs that you see.
Mm-hmm. All right. What are you getting from folks listening to us, the Twitter comments at the moment?
The interesting thing is several people talking about the Mormon Church that hasn't come out and said anything, but they were one of the biggest protesters with Prop 8, and now they've gotten quiet.
Really? And why would that be? One would wonder that. Speculation, if you're a Mormon, people listening in a couple of stations we have in Utah, help yourself to 888-302-3684. Email Doug or Rick Cannon at DougStefan.com.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bella Wood prefinished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 800-542-0203 to get your free copy now. 800-542-0203. 800-542-0203.
Discover Card Cashback Concierge here.
Cashback Concierge? I have a concierge?
I know, it's exciting.
Wow! Wait, what is a Cashback Concierge?
Well, there's lots of ways you can get cashback from Discover. I'm here to help you get the most bang for your buck. It's personalized, we won't try and sell you anything, and it's free.
Free? I want that.
Yeah, you do. High five me through the phone!
Yeah! I did it. Did you actually do it?
Oh, I did. I totally did.
Good.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Cashback Concierge. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's brown bag lunches every day.
It's picking up extra shifts.
And it's catching the bus to work.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove Minimal Wood Use Cooking Stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Join our party as we celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens' Good Day.
To bring you up to date on where we are here conversationally at 33 after the hour, in this hour of the Doug Steffens' Good Day program, the Supreme Court hearing arguments in gay marriage cases, sign-waving demonstrators massing outside the Supreme Court, hour and 20 minutes of oral arguments. You know what strikes me? Ken Kessler is here with me. The amount of time, all the hoopla, and how they limit arguments. Instead of wanting to hear everything, they limit people to 5 minutes or 6 minutes or 10 minutes or an hour. There's an hour for this. What are they doing that's more important than this? Do they have to go to lunch with somebody? I mean, what is... I don't come close to getting the rules and why there are so many rules about how to present cases.
I don't know. I can see if it was the other way and it was unlimited that this could go on forever. It seems like there should be some kind of happy medium.
But. Yeah, that doesn't seem like they're giving it as much time as maybe it deserves. All right, let's take some calls from people who are concerned and interested in this. We'll start with James in Little Rock, Arkansas. Welcome to Good Day, James. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Morning, I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing well. I'm actually driving down the road right now and having a good time doing it. I am a truck driver, and I just got a couple comments actually. I was thinking that I think that a lot of the reason that so many people are kind of passive about go ahead and whatever they want to do. You know, people want to get married. You know, gay people. I'm speaking of if they want to get married. People are just kind of like in our country now. Everything is like being let go. There's nobody to say, oh, that's wrong, and they won't step in, up and do it. Now, at the same time, I am a believer in Jesus Christ. I do believe that the Bible is the true and only word. So saying that, I also like to say that a lot of Christians, people that call themselves Christian or whatever belief you are, if you believe in Jesus Christ, You would read the Bible and you would say to yourself, this is just the beginning. We haven't even seen bad yet. The Bible says that, you know, we're going to see a lot worse than this. So, you know, what I'm saying is, I probably could throw a prediction out there and say this is going to pass, and they're going to allow gay marriage, and our country is going to be thrown into just basically, you know, do whatever you want. And then they're going to start, you know, the whole gay people criticizing Christians, and Christians criticizing homosexuals and for their lifestyle and this and that. And
why do Christians? You know, first of all, the term Christian gets used liberally to refer to people who are, in my estimation, this is me and only me, or others maybe agree with my point of view. I grew up as a Protestant. I consider myself to have been a Christian through those years. I don't care to associate with any particular religion as an adult. I do care to associate myself with God and what that ultimate experience of energy or whatever it is. Some people, if you're made better by being faithful to the causes and beliefs that you are, some of the things you're espousing here, that's great. But in what I learned going to Sunday school, reading the Bible as an adult, leads me to believe a whole different bunch of standards than what you're saying, and I'm reading the same words that you are. So what that goes to show is that you may have your interpretation, and somebody may have taught you something based on their interpretation, but words are there to be interpreted. And so for one person to say, this is what somebody said, when we weren't really there, we aren't able to quiz him, we aren't able to question him, we don't really know whether he said those or not. Most of the things that are in the Bible were written hundreds of years after they supposedly took place. So it's great that you are as strong a believer as you are, but most people who look at this fail to see, first of all, when the stuff I learned was that Jesus turned the other cheek and he welcomed everybody, so there was no exclusion, and Jesus wasn't a Christian. He was. He may have set the standards for what people put together as Christianity, but in the law of give and take, there is a lot of discussion about this that becomes very emotional. And when you get down to the bottom line, how does this affect you, James? How does somebody who either is a couple that's two men or two women, how does it one way or another affect you, your life, your family, you're making a living, your life in general? How does it affect it at all?
Well, I mean, like you said earlier, or you played a soundbite on there, that basically I do believe that people are actually doing it for money. I am married, and yes, there are benefits of being married, and it's financially.
So why shouldn't people who are of the same sex, like the woman who actually started all this, that lady who's 83 years old in New York, who'd been living with another woman for 50 years, the woman died, and this other woman who was a partner had to pay $385,000 in taxes to settle her estate. How's that right?
Oh, that's messed up. I'll be honest with you. That is messed up.
It is messed up.
But, you know, actually, you know, I don't really think, I mean, it's all moral. It's all moral issues. And here's what I honestly, and I mean, I'm talking a religion aside, what I think about homosexuality is that if you have a grown man, any grown man, and he molests a boy or a young man, whatever, 16-year-old man, let's say, but he's underage, so it's illegal. So they call that, he sodomized it. And that's illegal. But how is it that a grown gay man and another grown gay man can be together and they don't call that sodomy?
Because they both accepted it. It hasn't been done by force. It's been done by choice. That's the difference. May I just take you down a different street for a minute? And not to be, that isn't meant as a pun. I wonder if you bought any Powerball tickets in the last week.
No, I have not.
No, a lot of truck drivers love to buy them at truck stops, and oftentimes you see they may not be the main winners, but they're often good hefty winners of the various prizes. All right, good stimulating conversation, James. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 888-302-3684. Kenny, you're a practicing Catholic. Do you pay attention to the teachings of the Church or the Bible when it comes to this issue, whether it's whether the Bible teaches that it's bad or good? Or I said what my interpretation of most of the things in the Bible always come on the positive side. Some people think that a lot of things in the Bible are negative.
Well, the Bible contradicts itself in so many different places about so many things.
It does.
But if The caller was just talking a lot about Jesus, and Jesus never said anything about gay marriage.
No.
Never said anything about homosexuality.
It wasn't that kind of marriage was never contemplated in that time. You know, marriage, actually, people think the institution of marriage is actually a Western phenomenon that has been more or less developed in the last maybe 1,000 years, maybe even less than that. People didn't get married, per se, 2,000 years ago. They may have been united in unions in ways, but they didn't have the same kind of ceremony. As a matter of fact, the ceremony and the meaning of marriage and family has basically come into shape as we know it in the last 300-400 years, hasn't it?
Yes, and in fact, people like to talk about how marriage was defined in the Bible, and it was really a financial transaction.
That's all it is now today. Oftentimes,
I get your daughter, and you get this property, or these goods, or this money, and these goats.
This whole thing is really amazing as to how it gets spun in various media. Dan, listening to WAYY in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Hi, Dan.
Hey, I was just thinking about this gay marriage issue, and it's kind of ironic how conservatives are for personal liberty and freedom, yet when it comes to gay marriage, they don't accept that. I think it's kind of ironic.
I think you're confusing. I don't know, the word conservative has been so misused, it doesn't apply to most anything anymore, except perhaps fiscal matters. You may be confusing the libertarians with the right wing of the Republican Party. You think that might be it?
You're probably right.
Yeah. All right, so what do you think? Never mind what everybody else thinks. What does Dan think?
I say live and let live. You know, who am I to judge, you know?
Yeah. Have you taught your children that?
What's that?
Have you taught your children that? Other people in your family agree with you on this?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean,
nobody
taught me what to do, so I'm not going to...
Right. It's not anybody else's business, in a way.
Exactly.
Yeah, Dan.
It doesn't affect me either way, so...
All right. Thanks for the call. 888-302-3684 at 16 and a half. Actually, about 16 and a half for the hour on Good Day.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's brown bag lunches every day.
It's picking up extra shifts.
And it's catching the bus to work.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Special message from Lumber Liquidators.
Every floor in every store is on sale at our end of quarter clearance sale. Laminate, hardwood, bamboo, hand scraped, and vinyl wood plank. They're all on sale. Get up to 59% off compared to big box store flooring prices, plus special extended financing. Don't miss it. These deals will not last. Hurry. End of quarter clearance absolutely ends close of business Saturday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store before it's too late.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer?
Wait,
is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, real iced tea taste with a kick.
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, real iced tea taste with a kick.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
All right, 888-302-3684, Twitter at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Gay marriage is the discussion. We are telling you a lot of the ins and outs, the facts, what people are saying. I was interested in listening to Mike Huckabee yesterday in his program. He said that when the caller was asking him if he believed the Republican Party would change its position and support gay marriage, he said they might. And if they do, they're going to lose a large part of their base because evangelicals will take a walk. And it's not because they're anti-homosexual, and nobody's homophobic that I know of. But many of us, and I consider myself included, base our standards not on the latest Washington Post poll, but on an objective standard, not a subjective standard. If we have subjective standards, that means that we're willing to move our standards based on the prevailing whims of culture. I think politicians have an obligation to be thermostats, not just thermometers. They're not simply to reflect the temperature of the room or the culture, as it were. They're to set the standards for law, for what's right. But what's wrong, understanding that not everybody is going to agree. That's pretty interesting and a little twisted, I think. 888-302-3684. And by the way, it depends on whether you want to win elections or not. As we know, politicians will do just about anything, say anything, to win. And it's obvious by what happened last time around, the younger voters got out and voted for people who manipulated the truth, twisted and turned things around. But yet they pay attention to the usage of the tools that are part of the social revolution, the social media. And the Republicans didn't do that, haven't done that, don't do a good job with it. And they fail to recognize that those voters are the ones that are coming up. And again, it may be selling out, but the Democrats and both parties have been selling out for years just to get themselves into power and then ignoring the people who put them there. There's nothing new under the sun when you get right down to what Huckabee said. Mary's in Lynchburg, Virginia, listening to Good Day. Hi, Mary.
Good morning.
Morning.
I just think this whole debate is so far out of whack. I just wanted to say, you know, in the Bible it says, and where God spread everybody from Babylon and we all spoke different languages, maybe he had a reason for that. It wasn't 50 years ago we were having the same debate over interracial marriage, and it all worked out fine.
Right. And there have been other things, not only that, there have been things in society that have changed with the times, and we haven't gone away, although every once in a while there's an ad that I see every once in a while, one of the magazines that I read, I think it's it may be in the Reason magazine, whether or not America is going to go the way of Rome, and that may be in Newsmax. I try to read Newsmax, Mother Jones, and Reason magazine. Mother Jones to the left, Newsmax to the right, and Reason fairly in the middle. And come up with some of these things. And a lot of people think the social issues like this will be the downfall of America. Not sure I agree with that. Spending money that we don't have, I think, leads to the downfall of America. What do you think, Mary?
I think that we're spending money in the wrong places, definitely.
Yeah.
But I think we need to focus on anything that gets us stability. And there's science behind people being in committed relationships, being healthier, being more stable, and anything we can do to promote that would be great.
Especially with children. You're right, Mary. Thanks. Good call. Appreciate it. 888-302-3684. Here's Bob, another Virginian, with a focus on the case. He doesn't think it has any merit. All right. Oh, hold on a second. I didn't look at the clock. That, Bob, hold on. We'll get to you in a matter of moments. Yes, the phone number is 888-302-3684. And the time, Doug, you Dumkopf, is 51 past the hour.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault. 20 sea varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
After the hour, as we continue, Doug Stephan, Kim Kessler, this gay marriage thing has taken us through the whole hour, but it's okay because it's a good conversation. A lot of people on the left, a lot of people on the right, a lot of people in the middle. I find more and more, frankly, Kenny, people who are on the right who do, as we were having the conversation with the truck driver earlier on, who do have strong beliefs, kind of our understanding that they aren't really affected. You can have the belief, but how does it affect you? Let me get back to Bob, who's holding on from Virginia. Let's get to your thought about this case and the merits of it, Bob.
Marriage, by definition, is a union of a man and a woman. And they need two other definitions. One would be one for a man and a man, which could be a homage. Another one would be for a woman and a woman, which could be a lesbian. These two definitions then would allow the law to recognize these separate unions. The whole thing should be thrown out due to a lack of a defined definition. For the whole case has got no basis due to the definition of marriage.
Well, I guess it depends on what you're reading, sir, whether that's the definition of marriage. It's convenient for people to find those things and think that the interpretation is there, and that's what it says, but that isn't the way a lot of people interpret. Remember, words can be twisted and turned around. So yesterday it was about Proposition 8, yesterday, Kenny, the Supreme Court hearing. Today it's about the Defense of Marriage Act, DOMA. Is that correct? It goes back to the 1990s?
Yeah.
Two different things. All right. So the day will take a different course or not. Here from Facebook, Mandy says, guess what? There's way more important things to worry about in this country right now than gay marriage. This should not be a top priority. While these people are worrying about this, I'll be worrying about whether the important things such as health care, jobs in our country, our country's economy, are being discussed. John writes, I go right along with Mandy on that. Raul writes, come on, guys, let's keep moving. Brent says, why is there Why is somebody calling this disgusting or pathetic? Anyway, 888, somebody else wrote in, please let's hurry along. I need to have sex with my hamster. There you go. So that shows you the discussion, at least from, I think people are more likely to put stuff like that in print anyway, aren't they, Kenny, than they are to say it when they call.
Absolutely. It's nice to be anonymous on the internet.
Linda in Texas is happy the Supreme Court is getting involved in this.
I'm so glad that the court's finally going to hear this case and decide on the constitutionality of the issue. Because before this, as a gay person, a disabled veteran, and lawyer, I got to tell you, I felt like it's been taxation without representation to a certain degree. We pay for the juvenile court systems. We pay for the divorce court systems with our tax dollars. We pay for the WIC programs, everything, all kinds of taxes programs with people with children and husband, wife, and families, and we get no benefits from them whatsoever. I earned through my service to this country during the 70s the right to buy a home with a VA loan, except I couldn't buy one with my female partner because of DOMA, and I was cheated.
Yeah, you were. Absolutely. You're 100% correct, Linda. Why should you not be able to get benefits that other people have? You serve the country in a distinguished way. That's one of the things that people who are so interested in clamoring about the Bible forget. They support the people in uniform, so why aren't you supporting her? Here's Mary in Columbus, Ohio, with thoughts on civil unions. Hi, Mary. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi. I've talked to friends on this issue, and someone came up with a novel idea to have marriage be a religious right and to have everybody, be there same-sex or two-sex couples, everyone have civil unions, and all of us civil union people have the same right. I mean, are there some European countries where they have a civil ceremony and then a religious ceremony? You know, I guess that could be a solution. And I think the reason the tide is turning a little bit is because more and more people are coming out, and more people are knowing someone to whom they are close,
right?
Who is gay, and yeah. I think that's what's changing the tide.
How about you? Have you changed over the years?
Well, I've had I've had a couple of very close gay friends from a very young age, and so I've always felt that they should have rights for a long time, you know.
Yeah, okay. So that's good. You've given us some thought. We appreciate that, sharing it. The Good Day program continues. If you're sticking around, that's cool. We'll probably have more conversation on this and other things that are important to the day. If you're leaving us or your radio station leaves us, you can find and follow us at DougStephan.com or Radio America.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.